Hello everyone, welcome to the October 15th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for October 15th to October 22nd and beyond? But first, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs some financial help to keep going. I haven't given in to putting YouTube ads on this channel, but that doesn't mean I don't need some money. Please stick around for the link to make a donation at the end of the video. Thank you. Last week, I didn't have time to do a planetary update, so I'll remedy that situation now. On Friday, October 13th, two planets changed signs in the sidereal zodiac. Mars left Leo, where it had been since August 26th, and entered Virgo. Simultaneously, Mercury left Virgo, where it had been since September 26th, and entered Libra. So, as one planet leaves Virgo, another enters Virgo. Mercury gets replaced by Mars. Mars in Virgo is a peculiar combination. It's the planet of action and aggression and impatience in the sign of details and analysis. Thus, we get aggressive analysis, or weaponizing the details. And since Mars is a natural malefic planet, now transiting in the sign of criticism, be prepared for a lot of sharp criticism. The Mars tendency for haste and impatience doesn't go well with Virgo's methodical analysis approach. But since Mars is a military planet, therefore representing strategy, and Virgo has tactical abilities, this leads to triangulation as a strategy. An example comes to mind. Bill Clinton, famous for triangulation, was born with natal Mars in his Virgo ascendant. Note that upon entering Virgo, Mars is once again together with Venus, as it was while the two were together in Leo. Venus is already somewhat disadvantaged due to Virgo being Venus's sign of debilitation. Now Mars, the planet of force, the planet of combat, is again overwhelming Venus, leading to Venus behaving badly. So Venus significations will suffer. In other words, harmony and agreement become difficult to achieve. Or we can get forced agreements. There will be a lot of energy for pleasure, though it might be a bit rough. Fortunately, Venus moves faster than Mars, and Venus will be much happier when it gets away from Mars and enters its own sign, Libra, which will be on November 2nd. In the chart of the USA, Virgo is the 10th house, the part of a country's chart that signifies the ruler and the leadership, therefore the party in power. Mars is the planet of action and aggression. So, the coming weeks will be a time for aggressive action on the part of Donald Trump and the Republican Party. But there's also a problem, because the USA natal Saturn is here. Saturn represents the established order, therefore the battle within the Republican Party, already obvious this past week, will be getting worse. And how about Mr. Trump? How does Mars in Virgo affect him? Here's his chart. For Leo rising, Virgo is the second house, the house of money, family, and speech. This is a problematic transit. Mars, the planet of aggression in the second house of speech, equals harsh, combative speech, something Trump is known for in any case. So, we can expect the already volatile POTUS to get further out of control during the coming weeks. Mars will be in Virgo for the rest of October and all of November, a total of 6 weeks, finally changing signs and moving into Libra on November 29th. Mercury, meanwhile, also changed signs and entered sidereal Libra on Friday, October 13th. Libra is one of the signs ruled by Venus, which itself is in Mercury's sign Virgo. This creates a Parivartana Yoga, in other words, planets in each other's signs, which sets up a Sambandha, a compelling relationship, between the two planets. Since Mercury and Venus are friends in Vedic astrology, this is, in most ways, a compatible arrangement. Mercury is the planet of communication. Libra is the sign of fairness and harmony. Mercury is the planet of data and information. Libra, the sign of balance. Therefore, this is a good combination for achieving fairness in the media, for balanced reporting, weighing the information, and so forth. Or so we would hope. But note that upon entering Libra, Mercury joins up with Jupiter, which entered sidereal Libra back on September 11th. The two planets will be exactly conjunct this Wednesday, October 18th. Mercury is the planet of the intellect, of ideas. Mercury is the planet of facts. Mercury is now together with Jupiter, the planet of expansion and optimism. The result is thinking big, big ideas. Mercury is the planet of data and the media. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs and religion. Thus, beliefs are influencing the information. And this is in Libra, the sign of idealism, including social idealism. So, an emphasis on ideology, that is, the information planet now contaminated by ideology means that everyone feels entitled to their own facts. Note, too, that Mercury, upon entering Libra, is directly opposite Uranus, which is transiting at the beginning of Aries on the other side of the zodiac. The planet of information and reports, interacting with the planet of sudden unexpected events, indicates a surprise report. It's also Mercury, planet of ideas and reasons, together with Jupiter, the planet of truth and wisdom, simultaneously both receiving the energy of the planet of sudden realization. An opportunity for everyone to have an epiphany this week. But more likely, it will be the usual Uranian rebels and fanatics flogging their own version of truth. The October new moon is happening on Thursday this week, October 19th, at 2 degrees in sidereal Libra. This begins the Hindu lunar month Kartika, named for Kritika, the nakshatra, lunar sign, of the full moon, which will be on November 3rd, except that this year the Kartika full moon falls in the prior nakshatra Bharani. Therefore, the qualities of the lunar month take on the characteristics of Bharani, the lunar sign representing childbirth and children. Bharani is considered to be one of the extreme nakshatras, including behaving like a child, that is, willing to go all out for what it wants. Now note that the new moon, the birth of the lunar month, is exactly opposite Uranus, the planet of freedom and rebellion, and sudden unexpected events and realization. So, an indication that the coming 4 weeks will have a lot of unusual twists and turns. And this new moon is simultaneously conjunct the Jupiter-Mercury conjunction. As I mentioned previously, The Mercury-Jupiter combination generates big ideas. But then, it's also the planet of facts and the media, contaminated by the planet of ideology. So, all in all, looks like it will be an interesting lunar month. And now, before leaving you, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.